What you're about to hear happened in Miami. Ringo and I sitting on the beach, facing the water, and in a private section of a pool. And as we're making this conversation, there are about 1,000 people all gathered around and roped off by police watching us speak. Hey, Ring, I wanted to ask, you know, you have become like the favorite of the American crowd here. Is there any reason you think for it? Is there one thing that you think they shout to you or tell to you that has made you? Everybody wants to know, which one's Ringo? Which one's Ringo?
I don't know. I can't understand it, you know. I just don't get it. You know, I can't see why they're shouting for me.
Do you think it is the difference of the name, the fact that you...
It may be, because a lot of people remember Ringo, you know, because the name stands out. I just don't know.
Well, everybody asks, which one's Ringo? Well, 15 months ago, just to get the story straight, and a story that hasn't been told, and we've been kidding around and with what's happening and all that, but I'd like them to get to know what really happened, what really touched off the spark, and how you fitted into the picture. What were you doing, let's say, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Well, I've been playing with groups now since about 1960, you know, just playing, getting money, you know, working, and... I met the Beatles in Germany when I was there with another group, and we used to have to work 12 hours between the two groups, you know, and we got to know each other pretty well. And we all came back to England, and their drummer was sick, so they asked me would I sit in, you know, just for the day or so, till he got better. And I said, yeah, and then I did that, and then I went with another group again, you know, and they got him back. And then he was sick again, and they came and asked me, you know. So every time he was sick, they just used to come and ask me to sit in, which I used to love it, you know, because they're a much better group than the one I was with. And then we had this job at a holiday camp in England where, you know, you play for 3 months, which is supposed to be the season, but there's never very much sun. And Brian Epstein phoned me up and said, would you like to join the Beatles, you know? He said, he phoned me up on a Tuesday and said, would you join the Beatles? I said, yeah. He said, well, can you get home tonight? And I said, I can't leave the other group just like that, you know. Must give a bit of notice. So I said, I'll be there Saturday. And then I arrived Saturday. We had about 2 hours rehearsal, and we played that night, and we've been playing ever since. This was in August 1962.
Baby.
Ringo Starr, what's happening, baby?
Everything's happening, baby. How is everyone over there?
Everybody is good, Ringo.
Everyone is just great. I'm so delighted to hear from you. How was Australia?
Oh, it was good, you know.
Everybody was worried about you, you know, with the tonsillitis thing, but George got on and said that you were feeling okay.
I'd like to thank everyone in the States for sending me telegrams and that, you know, saying get well soon. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, baby.
Ringo finally did it, and he tells you why, where, and how.
Ringo, what do you have to say to all the teenage girls who broke into tears yesterday when they heard the news?
I don't think there was that many, actually, you know. You know, everything seems to go fine. There's only sort of, you know, only a few that are going off the reds.
Where did you propose?
In the Ad Lib Club.
In the early hours of the morning, were you?
No. Well, yes, yeah, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You weren't on bended knee?
No, I didn't. Sorry about that.
How did the honeymoon location leak out?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a fella. Does anyone know? No? Liars.
Is there any place in the world you feel you and Maureen could go when you want to be alone with her and walk outside freely? Where would that be?
I've no idea. Only Vietnam.
Hello, everybody. There's a Beatles.
I'm Murray the K's swinging soiree show.
Ah, me. Ah, me.